L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Will Smith is desperately trying to rap again, and it seems like no one in hip-hop really gives a shit.
I have rooted for Will Smith my whole life. I root for this motherfucker, okay? And now, I watch Emancipation just to see him get whooped.
Yeah, Will Smith has had one hell of a run, from being one of the most successful actors of all time to wrecking his career during a generational Oscars crash out. Big Willie has gone out of style. Now, after generating over $10 billion at the box office, Will is making major moves to restart his career as a rapper. But let's just say that Will's return to music isn't quite going according to plan. That's exactly why we're doing a comprehensive breakdown on Will Smith's failed comeback and why hip-hop no longer respects what he has to say. How did Will go from rapping to acting in the first place? Which notorious rapper called him out for being soft? And which rappers clowned Will for his wife's so-called entanglement with a younger man? Lucky ass, what? We've even done a thorough analysis of how Will's hopeless attempts to be more relatable backfired. Why did Jada Pinkett's revelations about her love affair with Tupac lead to Will Smith crashing out at the Oscars? Finally, we're gonna take a look at what went wrong with Will Smith's devastatingly bad comeback album. Did Jay-Z and Kendrick Lamar really curve him when he asked for help?
I've been Prince for years and years. But about 2 years ago, the DJs in the street started scratching, "Fresh, fresh, this is fresh." Everything was fresh. So I added the Fresh Prince onto my name.
Back in the 80s, Will started to build a name for himself as the so-called Fresh Prince of Philadelphia. With his main collaborator, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Will became a teenage sensation. His very first single, Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble, was a hit record before Will even graduated high school. As the Fresh Prince, Will kept a name for himself as a family-friendly artist who didn't cuss and kept a clean-cut image. And while his bubblegum content might have been different from the harder-edged gangster rap, it also made Will Smith into a bona fide star. It wasn't long before DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince were touring alongside legendary rap crews like Run DMC and Public Enemy. Will's likable mainstream appeal also made him the first rapper ever to clinch a Grammy. In 1989, his single with Jazzy Jeff, Parents Just Don't Understand, scored the trophy for Best Rap Performance. Their Grammy win may have cemented the duo in the history books, but it also came with some pretty serious criticism. After all, Parents Just Don't Understand is an extremely lighthearted record, but it existed at the same time that some harder, more socially conscious street records like NWA's Straight Outta Compton or Public Enemy's Rebel Without a Pause were also in rotation. To some rap fans, giving the award to Will Smith was all about the industry endorsing how harmless his music was. They wanted to celebrate Will Smith for being safe while refusing to grant credibility to street hip-hop. But controversy aside, Will Smith continued to stack major W's. After bad financial planning left him totally broken and millions of debt to the
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
the IRS, Will received a lifeline that would change everything. He became the star of his very own sitcom, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The show's runaway success cleared the way for Will to become a movie star. By the mid-90s, Will Smith was one of Hollywood's most bankable leading men. He began holding down blockbuster after blockbuster, raking in millions of dollars for high-budget action movies like Bad Boys, Men in Black, Independence Day, and I Am Legend. Even if you don't agree with this history-making Grammy win, one thing was for sure, Will Smith had become an inescapable force.
I made a commitment a long time ago to my grandmother, the type of person I was going to be, the type of music I was going to make, the type of movies I was going to make. I made a commitment to my grandmother.
But even though he was Hollywood's biggest star, Will couldn't escape the accusations that he was soft. While Will's squeaky clean, profanity-free lyrics were once a calling card to get him on the radio, his reputation as a nice guy haunted his music career. In the 90s, street-oriented hip-hop continued to take over the industry. The same rules that made Will Smith a Grammy-winning star in the 1980s didn't apply anymore. Now the biggest rappers in the game were artists like the Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac, rappers who prized authenticity over being family-friendly. Will continued to release music as a solo act, landing huge hit records like Miami and Getting Jiggy With It. But his lack of street credibility and his focus on making pop rap songs also made his music feel more formulaic and less exciting, especially when you compared him to the competition. By the time the new millennium rolled around, Will's hip-hop career was seen as old news, and there was no better example of how the industry had moved on than the rise of Eminem. Eminem's career was the polar opposite of Will's. While Will won mainstream appeal by playing by the rules, M just didn't give a f***. He called out celebrities by name, including Will Smith on The Real Slim Shady. Quote, Will Smith don't gotta cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do, so f*** him and f*** you too. Think I give a damn about a Grammy? By the time Will dropped his third solo album, Born to Reign, in 2002, his sales were clearly in decline. After his first two albums reached multi-platinum status, Born to Reign only went gold. And while Will was being nominated for Oscars and making huge hit movies, fans were clearly souring on his music. And behind the scenes, being called soft was taking its toll on Will. In 2005, Will finally responded to Eminem's attacks on him with the song Mr. Nice Guy, where he bragged about stunning on Slim Shady. Quote, dissed by Eminem, but did it bother him? Yup, but he classy. Big Will just got another 20 mil, walk right past E. During a 2022 interview, Will admitted that he hated being labeled soft by other rappers. Quote, I hated that, being called soft. The origin of my style and when I pursued it that way, when I was about 12, my grandmother found my first rap book and wrote a letter in front of my book, quote, truly intelligent people don't have to use words like these to express themselves. DJ Jazzy Jeff, Will's career-long collaborator, even admitted that he'd get cheers when he performed at shows only for hard.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hardcore rap fans to boo at the Fresh Prince when he walked on the stage. No matter how much money his movies made, one thing was clear, Will Smith still had a massive chip on his shoulder.
I actually sat down with Will and had a conversation. He gave me his blessing.
Will's humiliation over being called soft only gets deeper when you consider his wife's love affair with one of the most beloved rappers of all time. Will Smith married Baltimore-born actress Jada Pinkett in 1997. While Will was clearly the marquee star, Jada had iconic roles in movies like Set It Off and The Matrix Trilogy. To the outsiders, it probably looks like the perfect industry power couple. But in private, Will harbored a deep resentment for Jada's so-called first love, Tupac Shakur. The thing was, Jada grew up with Tupac. Not only were they classmates at the Baltimore School of Arts, but Jada was a notable creative influence throughout Pac's career. Not only did she appear in his early music videos, but Jada also came up with the concept for Pac's iconic Mad Max-inspired California Love visual. But Jada and Pac's bond went way beyond inspiring each other creatively. When Tupac was locked up in Rikers Island for abuse charges, Jada contributed $100,000 to his bond, and Tupac even asked her to marry him. While Jada turned out Pac's proposal, Tupac spoke on the record about how deep his love for Jada ran. Quote, "Jada is my heart. She'll be my friend for my whole life. We'll be old together. Jada can ask me to do anything and she can have it." But Tupac and Jada never got a chance to take their relationship to the next level. Just a year after his marriage proposal, he was assassinated in Las Vegas. His death not only shook up the rap game, but also deeply traumatized Jada. She would later claim that she and Pac had a vicious argument right before his passing, and that she never had a chance to finally patch things up with him. In his 2021 memoir, Will Smith opened up about his jealousy over Jada and Tupac's relationship and how intimidated he was of Pac's aura. Quote, "In the beginning of our relationship, my mind was tortured by their connection. Though they were never intimate, their love for each other was legendary." Will also wrote that Pac's militant activism and fearlessness made him feel like a coward. He even admitted he realized that Jada would never see him in the same light that she saw Tupac. Quote, "I have rarely felt more validated. I was in a room with Tupac on multiple occasions, but I never spoke to him. The way Jada loved Pac rendered me incapable of being friends with him. I was too immature." Will also admitted his jealousy over Tupac during an Unfiltered Breakfast Club interview where he stressed that Jada was never intimate with his rival.
"I could never open up to interact with Pac, you know, and because we had a little bit of a thing, right? You know, they grew up together. And, you know, they loved each other, but they never had that, you know, they never had a relationship. That was a huge regret of mine. I couldn't handle it, you know. I was the soft rapper from Philly, right. And he was Pac.
Right.
Now, I was deeply, deeply insecure, and just, I wasn't man enough to handle that relationship."
While some praise Will for it.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
His radical honesty, others felt like his confession only reinforced the criticism surrounding his fame, that he was soft, family-friendly, and just couldn't hang with real rappers.
"I would say don't just start filming me without asking me."
"Oh my goodness.
If you could film
me. Astaire, come help us again, please.
I'm still dealing with foolishness."
"Don't."
Making things even worse is that Jada seemed to agree. Jada's own commitment to radical honesty threatened to destroy the power couple's status. In 2018, Jada began hosting her very own talk show called Red Table Talk. The show often featured Jada speaking with guests, including her very own family members, where they opened up about their personal struggles. While Will and Jada were once known for keeping their private life private, the Red Table Talk exposed their marriage in some pretty uncomfortable ways. During one highly publicized episode, Jada admitted to having an affair with August Alsina, a singer from New Orleans who also happened to be close friends with her and Will's son, Jaden. Wicked, bro. Jada's admission that she had a quote entanglement didn't just blow up people's perception of her marriage, it also made Will look softer than ever.
"An entanglement?"
"Yes." "Yes.
A relationship."
"Yes, it was a relationship, absolutely."
August Alsina himself came forward admitting that Will had personally given him the go-ahead to have a physical relationship with his wife. The news not only sent social media into a frenzy, but it led to August linking up with Rick Ross to record an entire diss record that was appropriately called Entanglements. Crazy. Quote, "Shawty leaning on my shoulder, got her questioning my willpower, jaded by her beauty, but her reputation real solid." Crazy disrespectful stuff. Instead of clearing the air, Will's appearance at the Red Table came off as a weird public humiliation ritual. Joe Budden even declared that Jada's nonstop obsession with talking about Tupac bordered on abusive.
"It does come off like abuse. It comes off like abuse, I'm sorry."
"Abuse of?"
"Abuse."
"Of whom?"
"To Will."
Emotional abuse.
Sure.
I agree. It seemed obvious that Will and Jada's marriage was filled with tension. But it's hard to say if anyone realized just how bad things were until the 2022 Oscars. While presenting an award, Chris Rock lightly jabbed Jada Pinkett over her alopecia.
"Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?"
While Will at first seemed to laugh at the joke, he stormed the stage moments later and smacked the shit out of Chris Rock. It's fair to say that Will's crash out shocked the entire world. I mean, Think about it. This is one of the most famous people on the planet having a violent meltdown during the biggest award show in Hollywood, live on TV. Crazy work. And to make it worse, Will Smith slapping Chris Rock didn't even counteract the soft accusations. In fact, the Oscar slap only made things worse.
I talked to Jay and I talked to Kendrick, and I was like, hey, I wanna get back.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Back in music, what's the advice?
But then Will decided he wanted to rap again. In 2024, Will announced, based on a true story, his first album in over 20 years. During interview, Will insisted that his hip-hop comeback would be a sharp departure from his earlier music. While his previous solo albums focused on delivering big commercial crossover pop rap records, Will promised that he would get personal on True Story. Quote, I have a project that is the most personal and powerful music project I've ever done. The idea of music is dance in your darkest moments. Will even teased that he sought advice from the rap game's two biggest heavyweights, Jay-Z and Kendrick Lamar.
Jay said, don't fake your story. You gotta say what's true for you. Be true to your story. Tell your story. And that's where I got the based on a true story from Jay. And Kendrick, he said, he paused. He said, man, just say that you always been scared to say.
Sorry, mommy.
But even though Will may have gotten Jay and Kendrick to pick up the phone, he clearly didn't have the clout to get them to actually feature on the album. When Based on a True Story dropped, Will lined up guest stars like Big Sean, Joyner Lucas, and Teyana Taylor, not to mention an appearance from Kanye West's gospel choir Sunday service. But no matter how many big favors Big Willie called in, it wasn't enough to push Based on a True Story over the finish line. Not only did music critics brutalize the album, but Based on a True Story became the first Will Smith album to completely flop. The album sales were so awful that it failed to chart in literally any territory. And it's hard to say that anyone expected Will Smith's comeback album to brick this badly. His old work may have gone multi-platinum, but this new shit went triple wood. And a big reason why fans didn't tune into Will's new album, frankly, people were just tired of hearing from him. After all the red table talks, the Oscar crash outs, and the tearful TV interviews, there just isn't much left to know about Will Smith's personal life. He might be one of the most successful actors of all time, but to be real, people just don't care to hear from him anymore. Despite True Story flopping miserably, Will Smith has continued to double down on resurrecting his rap career. Clips of Will's extended promo run are going viral as we speak, with fans clowning on Will for, quote, rapping like an undercover cop. That's hilarious. That is hilarious. His new single, Pretty Girls, was brutally described by one critic as a cringe-inducing cry for help. Will Smith may have gotten his start in the rap game, but fans see his return to hip-hop as nothing more than an embarrassing midlife crisis spiral. Is there any hope that Will could get the respect of his peers back, or will his generational fall-off only get worse from here on out? If you want to hear more about Eminem's beef with Will Smith and everyone else in the rap game, check out my breakdown of every career that Eminem has destroyed. Stay locked in, more rap lore on the way.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.